This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Okay, we're on air, and you know radio has become more visual than ever. So that is our gentleman who is accompanying witness, our guest. That is not my tripod, sir. But if you'd like to, maybe you can use it. I don't know. It doesn't belong to me. It belongs to the social media department. And so this means that we're going to get gorgeous content on the social media as well. Witness, nice to see you. How are you?
Nice to see you, baby. I'm all right. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. Please reintroduce yourself, because when we talk about property and investments, we talk to you. Why?
All right. My name is Witness Mtaka. I'm a businessman, primarily a property investor and developer. And I'm also the author of a property book called It's More Than Just Money, A Guide to Escaping the Rat Race and Building Generational Wealth.
Okay, and then introduce your social media gentleman.
His name is Sluto, Andrew.
Yeah, that afro is popping. Hi, Andrew.
Got nice hair.
I know, it's so good. We're talking about renovations. We're talking about renovation designs. We're talking about the impact that renovation or refurbishing your home has on the price and the value of your property as well. And we've got the founder of Mkabela Group Home Improvement Company, Sabelo Mkabela, who's here with us as well. Hi, Sabelo.
Hi, Bobby.
It's wonderful to have you. You've also got a plus one with you.
I got a plus one.
Who's
with you?
This?
Very adorable young man.
Yes.
His name is Bonolo.
Hi, Bonolo.
that's the future CEO.
That's the CEO of the company.
So if you hear a tiny voice in the background, you know exactly who that is, because apparently you're learning how to speak and asking lots of questions, and this is the place. Okay, so the lines are open on 0861 987 000 as we delve into this conversation. And I know, as a power person, I think at some point we've all been on the route of trying to rebuild, to make house improvements, remodeling. I mean, why does it have the reputation that it has, Sabelo, of being so stressful?
I think it's because of what it, what it entails, but also it's not necessarily just doing a kitchen. This is people's dreams that you looking after. Mm. Yeah, so I mean, people save a lot of money over the years to make sure that they have a perfect home or a perfect kitchen. Mm. So there's a lot of pressure that goes into that sort of work.
Yeah, absolutely. And you say kitchen first, and that's very interesting, isn't it? Witness, would you say people buy houses and then they like gut the kitchen, get that out of here?
Yeah, well, it depends what the kitchen looks like and what the purpose of the remodeling is.
Yeah.
You know, most of the time people actually start with the remodeling, but you find that the house is cluttered and the yard is cluttered. And if you want to increase value, the first thing you need to do is make sure that the yard is actually clean. There isn't any clutter, there isn't any scraps in the yard. And then even within the house itself, there are certain things that shouldn't be in the house that people keep in the house.
Hang on, what do you mean clutter? What are you talking about?
You know, most of the time, if I walk into a property, right, and I'm there to buy the property, if it's cluttered, I'll put in a lower offer.
So you're talking
about... So if the house is not well kept...
You're talking about if the house is on the market...
Yep.
The way that the house is curated obviously makes an impact when people come to view.
Yes, because it's all perceptions.
Yes.
You know, when I walk in and the house is cluttered and it's dirty and there's things that are not supposed to be there everywhere. Maybe you've got five couches when you're only supposed to have one, for example. For lack of a better example, you know, some houses have got too much furniture.
It misrepresents the space.
And therefore, it tells me that I would still need to do some work on the house.
That's very interesting.
And then I'll put a lower offer because of that.
So, I mean, we're talking about structural changes, but then once you stage the house, you've got to be very aware of what you're putting out to show. Talk to me about, you know, it is often said that kitchens sell properties. So what do we mean by this? Why is a kitchen so important to remodel?
I didn't make the rules. I found them as they are, but it essentially is. You want your home to be beautiful.
Open his bottle. He won't stop. Open it for him.
And that's
better.
Okay, Nana.
So yeah, the kitchen is the focal point of the home. As people walk in, so besides the lounge, there's obviously other focal points as well.
Okay.
But the kitchen is the focal point. That's what makes it home. That's what brings up the price of the house.
They also say it's the most expensive to renovate.
I would think so. So in my 10 years of doing this, it definitely is. So they differ. I mean, it also depends what kind of a budget that you have.
Yeah.
So these different kinds of kitchens, but the ones that people want the most, those are pretty expensive.
And what's making it so expensive? That your finishes, your taps, your what was that ad, man? Sito Carlo Tetito tiles. You know
tiles.
That ad that I'm talking about.
I remember that very well. Yeah. Old enough.
Yeah, exactly. So it's about that kind of layout.
The quality, the what do you call this, the hardware that you use, the finishes, the type of stone that you use as well, those can be very pricey too. So yeah, kitchens can be quite expensive.
I don't know if we were talking about it last time you were here, witness, but yeah. Talking about pricing yourself outside of the range of prices in the location that you actually are building in. I mean, how important is it to really take into cognizance how you're developing the inside of your property versus, yeah. I mean, is this going to be too expensive to resell?
Yeah, so it goes back to the amount of money that you're going to be putting into that remodeling, whether you're remodeling the kitchen or remodeling the bathroom, which are the key focal points.
Yeah.
Because if you overdo your house, then the value of the house is not and doesn't match what the value of the actual area is. You might have overcapitalized, you know, and if you overcapitalized, obviously you're not going to get the amount of money that you're looking for when you sell. What a lot of people do is they renovate the house off of the basis of, as long as I've put in a lot more money, then I'll sell for higher.
But that
doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
You know, you find that what you need to do is actually change the color of the house instead of just doing the remodeling entirely, right? Mm-hmm. And somebody just goes in and does the entire remodeling and it costs maybe 200,000-300,000 rands.
Yeah.
But you find that the actual value of that property was supposed to have gone up by like 20,000 for you to get an extra 50,000 rands to match the area.
Sure.
You know, so those things are also quite important when one is doing the remodeling. If I'm going to put 300,000 rands into a kitchen, right, will I be able to get 300,000 rands out when I sell the property?
How do you assess that? Is that about looking at market value across your area?
Yeah. So, I mean, from an investment point of view, if I'm buying, let's say, a standalone house in a particular street, I want to look for the ugliest house so that when I remodel it, it matches the area.
Gotcha.
Right? But if it's the most beautiful house and I'm going to continue to remodel it, when I buy it, it's overcapitalized already because every other property within the street or in the street is lower in value. So it's quite important. So I think also it's a market dynamic kind of thing where you have to study the market where you are buying the property or where you stay, because you might already be living there and you look at the street where you're at and you say, okay, my house is already the nicest house in the street. Is it necessary for me to put more money so that it can sell or so that it can have a higher value? Maybe my remodeling won't even add any value to the house, because already I'm overcapitalized.
Okay. Yeah. The number to dial is 0861-987-000. If you've done a new roof in your home or a new kitchen in your home or a new bathroom in your home that you live in or in an investment property, tell me about that process. Tell me about what advice you'd give to somebody else who's thinking, this is what I need to do. Should they do it? And how? 0861-987-000. We have property investor Witness Mdaka as well as the founder of Mkabela Group Home Improvement Company, Sabelo Mkabela, in studio with us on Power Lunch.
Speak up. Call the Power Line on 0861-987-000.
Right, excellent. We're talking about renovation designs to consider for your house. And it's so interesting because I knew that we were going to have this conversation. I was walking around my house like with a very critical eye this morning. I was like, this bathroom, I'm not 100% sure. And it's about a couple of things in my space. It's about the best use of space, and it's about light. Yeah. And I suppose this brings me to roofing, right? Because there are interesting things that you can do with your roof to bring more light in. Mm-hmm. There's also very important structural elements that your roof has to do, the job that it has to do. So let's talk about that in terms of it being a remodeling or home improvement project, the roof.
It's very important, but like you said, it needs to do the fundamental job first of yes. covering the home. But there's certain things that you can do as well. Decide, well, depending on what it is that you're looking for. Like you said, if you're looking for a little bit more sunlight, these things in place to do that. These, I forgot what it's called now, but you remove the tiling, put a bit of glass to get a bit of light coming in. Yeah. But yeah, there's quite a few things that you can do there. It's a little bit more limited in terms of what you can do to the rest of the house. So your bathroom, like you said, your lounge, your kitchen, there's a lot more that you can do, but yeah, with the roof, very limited.
We're talking about skylights.
Skylights. Yeah. That's what I was talking about.
I mean, skylights are they popular in South Africa?
Not as much. I haven't seen as many. So I've seen a lot of homes.
Yes.
I see a lot of homes on the regular. Yes. Yeah. I don't see them as often as I do on TV or on renovation channels.
That's interesting. I wonder why that is.
So popular. I'm not too sure either.
We have a lot of sunlight, maybe.
maybe that's why.
And then what about insulation? That's another one that, you know, I heard a conversation around how, as South Africa, when we go into winter, our winters aren't on the same level as maybe Scandinavian winters or mm-hmm. British winters. So we don't have mm-hmm. a lot of insulation. Our walls aren't built to keep the cold out. Yep. Is this something that you're seeing people start to think about? Especially because we're load shed now. We don't have electricity to put our electric blankets on.
It's not as popular.
It's not as popular.
I think like you said, like our winters are not as cold as other nations yeah. would be. So I haven't had a lot of requests for that kind of work to be done inside a home.
Interesting. So what is the most popular first renovation that people want to make on their homes?
So it also depends on the age group. So there's a lot of people that like hosting. You want to have a lot of people over. So things like your bars, the bars outside, the living room, the kitchen. Those are the areas that people focus on the most. Bedrooms, not so much. Yes, you'll have people change the flooring. They do the wardrobes. But the kitchen is the one that keeps me busy the most.
Really?
Yeah, that's what people really, 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 really want.
Big kitchen energy. Let's speak to Chef Naledi Tona, who is also doing some renovations. Hi, Chef.
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
Great, thanks. How are you?
I'm great.
Okay, so how's the process going for you? I can hear you're still breathing, so it can't be that bad.
The process is quite great mm-hmm. Because I'm doing mainly in the investment properties. Then I don't put in a lot of money so that it doesn't affect the value of the, it doesn't go over the actual market value of the property itself. Mm-hmm. So it's multi-let. So I chose an easier route to do it instead of demolishing because it was quite old multi-let. So instead of demolishing the kitchens, what I did, I got a service provider who does respraying and then put the new handles and doors if they need to be replaced. I kept the same old flooring where the flooring was still good, and then I just retiled with normal tiles. No expensive porcelain tiles that I would use in my normal house, in my personal house. So it's not an easy process because you also need patience. Yeah. The service providers sometimes disappoint you. It's just the same as building, so you need to be very, very hands-on.
Yeah.
But it's exciting. It's really exciting. I'm loving it.
So what's your advice there? Is it about being hands-on?
Yes, definitely. You have to be hands-on. You have to be very clear to your service provider what you need, what you want, what your final output you're looking at, what kind of final output you're looking at. Because the other thing is that something as simple as the handle of that door can make a huge difference. Mm. Some people will put a knob, some people will put bars. So you have to be very clear because obviously if they didn't put new handles and then they come in brass handles, well, not even brass for investment properties, but another type of handle that you were not envisioning, then it's another story.
Very interesting. Well, all the best. Thank you, Chef.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Naledi Duna, they're giving us a call about the investment properties that she's upgrading. I mean, let's talk a little bit about that, Witness. I thought it was interesting talking about different tiers of quality that you would put into your investment property versus your own home.
Yeah. So great hearing from Chef Naledi. I echo her sentiments as well. And I mean, I think the biggest thing before we went on to a break, there was a conversation about lighting within a house.
Yes.
And before you even think of changing roofs or adding a window, lighting is not always about the natural light. Sometimes the color that you have within the house can cause it to be dark if it's not a light color.
You mean paint?
Paint, walls. Yes. Paint walls. And then also she talked about spray painting. So you get in, cupboards are dark. Obviously, the house or the kitchen is going to be slightly darker.
Yes.
Right? So if one is going to respray, change the handles, like she's saying, you're automatically also bringing some kind of lighting into the house. Because when you switch on the lights or when you look at the kitchen, it's going to be much brighter than it would be if it was, for instance, dark brown or black. Mm. Right? So those colors also, you have to choose them based on caution. What does your house look like? How big is your space? Is it small? Is it big? The smaller the space, then the lighter you want your space to be. You know, the bigger the space, obviously you want to play around with some dark colors as well. So I love that. And then also the levels at which you are going to be doing the investment. If it's an investment property, obviously you want to be as minimal as possible.
Okay.
Even if it's a home, right, you don't want to put in so much money that the house is now looking so extravagant that you yourself are not going to be able to sell it because you want to hold on to it.
Yeah,
because you've put in so much money. So those things are important. Judging the level at which you want to invest in, and then also judging the amount of money you want to put in versus what you're going to be getting out of that particular property or house.
You're nodding there furiously, Sabelo.
Nodding, but also in slight disagreement.
Okay.
I mean, everything that he said is quite correct. But I'm more of the opinion that, I mean, people renovate so that you can have a nice home. Not necessarily always thinking about reselling in future. So obviously having, not necessarily overcapitalizing, but getting the renovation that you want. Not that I want people to renovate so that I have more business, but I mean, this is the place that you spend most of your time in.
Yeah.
You really want it to be beautiful. So if you have the money to put,
extremely important.
Yeah. If you have the money to make it look beautiful, don't necessarily just think about overcapitalizing because of the area. Get what you want.
But I suppose
I love what he's saying though.
Yeah.
Although we're coming from a different mindsets when it comes to it. If you're renovating to stay there and you're never going to want to sell, yes, of course. But are you really sure that you're never going to want to sell one day? Because that's another thing. You know, you can say, I love this space. I want to invest in it because I've got the money, right? But at the same time, you have to think about the fact that what is the value of my house and what value am I adding? Because you don't know. If you've got a two-bedroom right now, are you going to live in a two-bedroom forever? If you've got a house in an estate and it's a four-bedroom house, are you really going to stay in that estate for the rest of your life? Most in the last 8 years or so, I've moved probably 7 times.
No way.
I kid you not. Because every time I bought a house, I put in some upgrades and moved. Right, so I've moved.
So your intention was to occupy it and live happily ever after, but then you put some upgrades and you were like, hang on, I can flip this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So initially you might say, I want to live here happily ever after. And then life happens. And life could be good things that are happening to you.
Yes, very good things.
Yeah, and you decide, I've got more money now and I live in a better estate.
Let's speak to Mike. Grab your headphones, gentlemen. Mike has called in on 0861-987-000. Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and you?
I'm all right. I'm finding the topic quite interesting.
Thanks.
I also bought a property.
Yeah.
And then we decided to renovate it, and we went all out, and only to find that after going all out, the agent that sold it to us, he wants he wants us to sell it again. Well, we've got a good offer on the house, so now we can't even decide if we want to stay or go. Mm. because of the renovations. Yeah, we actually went all out on the renovations.
So you're saying you love it so much that you can't tell if you want to sell it or not?
Definitely, definitely.
Mm. I mean, yeah, pretty much what Witness is saying, that once those upgrades happen, you might think, I don't want to let it go. And it sounds like what's happening with Mike. So what's the criteria for your decision making, Mike?
Well, we can't decide currently. Obviously, to decide it would be to move to a better house. But, you know, only we've been in the house for about a year now. And yeah, so in that whole time, look, it's so different from when we first bought it completely.
You're in love with it. I can hear you even smiling, thinking about your taps, your tiles. I love it. Thanks for your call, Mike. Thank you very much. I mean, that is the feeling that you're hoping to leave someone with, Sabelo, that you'll just be like, oh, this home.
100%. Yeah. So ideally, how I see it, a kitchen renovation or any renovation should be a thing that you do once off and never again, ideally. So that's the feeling that you want to leave people with, that yes, I can live here forever. Yeah.
David's sent a tweet saying, can your guests take us through the pros and cons of having a high-tech smart kitchen?
Sorry, say that again? What's that?
What are the pros and cons of getting a high-tech smart kitchen?
Well, first off, it's going to be very expensive. I think that's the first con.
Sure. Yeah.
But also, I mean, you don't save too much electricity when it comes to those sort of things. So you get the kitchen that myself and an ordinary South African would have. It could be beautiful. It could have like normal mechanisms. But if you get these really, really expensive ones, the hardware that you get, so the touch open doors, they use electrical mechanisms and so forth. There's a lot of appliances there. So, I mean, you'd be, never mind the fact that you've already spent so much in terms of the renovation, but just the upkeeping of that renovation or that kitchen would also be so much more expensive as well. Mm. The pros, I mean, you have a beautiful home again. they'll always gravitate towards that. Just having a beautiful home that you call your own. That's the biggest pro that you can never have.
Yeah, I suppose. And the bragging rights that I can walk into my kitchen and go.
And the lights switch off.
Hey Siri, make it yellow, or whoever the person who does that, Alexa, does.
But I guess also it depends on the area where you are at and the estate. I mean, if you live in a high-end estate, that sort of technology actually matches the area where you're at, and it raises the value of your property. And most people that buy homes in those areas are expecting that kind of convenience, for instance.
Where are those areas here in Joburg?
I mean, areas like Steyn City, Waterfall, Blue Valley. I mean, they're those kind of areas where Sandhurst, the houses that require you to have those kind of things.
Yeah.
And then there are houses you look at and you're like, but your kitchen is more expensive than your house. Then it doesn't make sense anymore. So it all depends on where and how you are doing it. And then also, I think the cons could be the cost of repairs. But also,
Hold that thought. Let's find out what's happening in the very latest power news, and then we'll come back with the last. Also, we're talking about pros and cons, home improvement, home development and remodeling. But in this particular instance, the question that David has tweeted us around a high-tech smart kitchen. Stick around for that after this, your 2 o'clock power news.
This is Power Lunch with Bobby Molloy on Power 98.7.
I mean, I have not stopped talking throughout this commercial break. We've had so much fun talking about property. It's one of my favorite topics, and we're talking renovation, designs to consider for your home. Still with us in studio, Witness Mdaka, property investment specialist, and also the founder of Mkabela Group, home improvement company, Sabelo Mkabela. And you've been asking questions around your own developments and your own spaces that you've remodeled and improved. We were talking just a bit about the pros and cons of having a very high-tech smart kitchen. And one of the cons we were talking about was, of course, it's quite prohibitive cost-wise. But you were talking through some other issues, right, Witness? What would you like to touch on before we wrap up?
All right. I think the fact that it's costly to maintain, but also what I was about to say was that not only with smart tech kitchens, continued repairs on maintenance on a property keeps the value of the property high, because then you don't have to necessarily do large maintenance later on,
right,
if you need to either sell the property or refinance it with the bank.
Mm.
So I think that that habit of continually maintaining and repairing that kitchen or that that property keeps you in check. But not many people are able to do that. And therefore, if they don't do it, then the kitchen is going to be costly later on.
So do you mean just regularly, if something falls off the wall,
yeah,
get it plastered or stuck or drilled back in?
Yeah.
If there's a door that's unhinged, fix the door.
Yeah. So the biggest thing is preventing renovations, for
yeah,
instance, if you live in the property. Because I know people say renovation, but that can be prevented if you just take care of the house.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are in the mood, in the mindset of continual maintenance, mm, after you move into the property, by the time you need to sell or refinance or for whatever reason need to move, you don't necessarily have to spend a lot of money to,
yeah,
now do it, because you've been doing it over a long period of time. So that keeps the value of the property as well.
Yeah. All right. Final comments, final advice that you can give us, Sabelo.
Yeah. Like I said earlier, I'll always gravitate towards get what you want. Get yourself. So I like bathrooms more than kitchens. I spend a lot of times in bathrooms.
Okay.
Yeah, I soak with a tub full of bubbles. I reflect. So, and that's one area of the house that's also.
You have a TV in there as well.
I mean, I have a laptop, a bath caddy. But
can
anyway.
I tell you, there's a question going around on social media. Like, when did you find out that your classmates or your peers were rich, right? And I found out that a friend of mine from school had heaters for the towels, the heating, uh-huh, you know, those racks, uh-huh, that,
yeah,
heat.
Yeah.
And I was like, ah, call on that rich. That's an elevated bathroom, yeah, experience. Yeah, yeah.
So as I was saying, so that's the time where I spend a lot of time. And you find that a lot of homes neglect the bathroom. So they'll do everything else around the house, and they'll neglect that part. But yeah. Yeah, just to
so what should a top-notch bathroom have or look like that you can tell us off the top
very,
of your head?
Very, very, very standard. So depending on the size as well. But essentially, you want to have a standalone tub. You want a seamless shower with just the walk-in shower.
Mm.
A very nice vanity. One of those LED mirrors. That's very nice.
The LED mirrors, the lighting kind of within or just from behind the mirror.
From behind the mirror, yeah. Yeah. That's a very nice bathroom to have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very interesting. All right, we're going to leave it there.
Yeah.
Do you give us advice in your book about renovations, or is that book number two?
That's book number two.
I knew it.
But lastly, maybe before I go, I can,
yeah,
say this. Earlier on, you spoke about insulation.
Yes.
And I didn't get a chance to comment on that. If you've got a big house, insulated,
mm,
because when one walks into a house, a home needs to have some sort of warmth. Mm. So if your house is too big and it doesn't have the heating floors, it doesn't have the right kind of heaters within it, nobody's going to buy it, because as they walk into it, they're going to be welcomed by this cold temperature. So it's quite important. If it's small, yes, don't insulate it. If it's big, insulate your home.
Here we go. That is Witness Mdaka, property investor and expert. Tell us the name of your book again.
It's More Than Just Money, A Guide to Escaping the Rat Race and Building Generational Wealth.
And where do we get it?
You can get it online, www.witnessmdaka.com, or you can find me on all social media platforms as Witness Mdaka. That's where you'll find the book.
And Sabelo, if we'd like to make some home improvements, how do we find you?
So I have quite a big online presence. You can follow me on, actually don't follow me, follow my business,
yes,
on Mkabelo Group. That's Twitter. And I have different platforms as well. So there's www.mkabelorenovations.co.za. I have a beautiful kitchen page, Mkabelo Renovations, Mkabelo Bathrooms as well. So I just love how I've curated everything. I don't want people who are looking for a renovation, a kitchen renovation, to be scrolling through 100 bathrooms. So I have a different page for the bathroom.
So do you show us before and after in the process?
I do a lot of that.
Oh, that's the best part of social media. I love that. For hours. Look at these bathrooms that I can't afford. I want this one. I want that one. Brilliant. Sabelo Mkabelo and Witness Mdaka, thank you very much for being here this afternoon.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for having us, Bobby.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.